Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Boomer and the Vape Show, giving voice to 78 million boomers from coast to coast and border to border. Each day we have a different guest and a different topic. Our guests always have a nugget or two for anyone, regardless of where you are. We hope you enjoy the relaxed conversational style of the show. Nothing fancy, just boomers sitting around the table talking about stuff. Now, here are the Boomer and the Vape, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
And welcome indeed to the Boomer and the Vape Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Wednesday, December 29th, 2010, and we're broadcasting live from the Boomer and the Vape Enterprises studio in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm Pete Peters.
And I'm Deborah Brown.
We're going to be getting to our guest in just a minute, but before I do, I want to make sure that everybody realizes that this is the first of our Arizona Highways radio shows. We formed a partnership with Arizona Highways Magazine, and we are presenting a radio version of what they do in the magazine.
And, of course, we realize that we can't show you the outstanding photography and views of Arizona the way the publication does, but we know we can bring you interesting people involved in the Arizona scene. And we will bring you some of the interesting places, characters, and locations in Arizona, and also talk about ways to keep the travel dollars flowing in and staying in our beautiful state of Arizona.
And as we also know that currently the National Sports Spotlight will be on Arizona for the next 10 days or so, and in Glendale in particular, coming down to town is the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl and the BCS Championship game. And with us today from the city of Glendale are two ladies, Kim Larson, who is with the Glendale Public Information Office, and Lorraine Pino, who's the manager of the Glendale Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we're going to talk a little bit about bowl games with these ladies and everything they've done. Ladies, welcome to the Boomer and the Vape Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to talk Glendale today.
We're glad to have you here, believe me. Deborah, you want to get us going?
Well, I realize this is not a cooking show when we talk about bowl games, is it? This is football.
How
exciting.
It is football frenzy in Glendale, Arizona, and really throughout the entire state of Arizona.
Wow.
But we'll talk about food, too. Food will definitely...
Well, let me say... I'm sorry, I keep talking over you. I forgive me. What we'd like to do is actually find out a little bit about both of you first, like how long you've been with the city of Glendale and what your passion might be about how you do your job. So if you could just give me like 1 minute overview, and then we'll start talking about this fantastic football quest that we're going to be on.
Kim, why don't you start? My name is Lorraine Pino, and I'm the manager of the Glendale Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I really think I have the best job in the entire world. I've been doing this for 10 years now. The Visitor Center opened 10 years ago, and we've helped more than 150,000 visitors from all states and from 46 countries. So every day we get to tell people where to go, and we do it with a smile. So that's the best thing, is that every day we're really welcoming visitors to Glendale and to Arizona and just making sure that they have the best time while they're here.
Fantastic.
And this is Kim. I've been with the City of Glendale's the marketing department for about 12 years, and I agree with Lorraine. I mean, we just have one of the best jobs imaginable. I mean, we get to work on fun projects like the Super Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl, and we get to welcome visitors. We get to I get the fun job of working on all of our special events. So we'll talk a little bit today about our Glitter and Glow Festival. It's just great. We love Glendale, and we're just so happy to be here to tell all your listeners about it.
Well, let me just ask as a way of starting the conversation a little bit. City of Glendale really made a mark in the state of Arizona when they won the contract to build that stadium there, didn't they? And then Westgate developed up, and that is one one very large complex, retail complex, sports complex, entertainment complex. It's all put together in one nice little package there. I shouldn't say little, it's a huge package. And can you give us a little bit of background on how and when that took place? And because they snatched that stadium deal right out from underneath the noses of some other cities in the Phoenix area, didn't they?
Well, it really changed the face of the city of Glendale. I've been a resident for nearly 40 years, and I've seen the growth take place over the past 40 years. But really, since 2003, when Jobbing.com Arena was built out there at Loop 101 in Glendale, that really changed the landscape of our city. What was once, farm fields out there now is emerging this amazing sports and entertainment district that's home to Jobbing.com Arena, which has the Coyotes and amazing concerts and events. And what built around that then, of course, was Westgate City Center, Cabela's, and then, of course, the University of Phoenix Stadium. And on a tourism perspective, what also happened was prior to all of the sports and entertainment, we were really more known as a daytime destination. We've always had the heart of our city, which is our historic downtown, which we'll talk about in greater detail. And folks would come out to do that great shopping in the downtown and see our events. But once all that entertainment aspect came as well, what also came with it are hotel rooms. So prior to the Super Bowl, we had 400 hotel rooms in the city of Glendale. Now we have more than triple that, nearly 1,500. And we also have conference space. So what it's done is changed us into a true multi-day and night destination where you can do everything here. You can stay, you can play, you can have a conference, you can see a concert, you can enjoy holiday lights, things like WrestleManias and Super Bowls, all right here within our 50 square miles.
It has been an amazing transformation. I've been in the Arizona area, in the Phoenix, generally Phoenix area, when I moved here probably, 38, 39 years ago myself. And the growth that we've seen throughout the valley is pretty amazing, but Glendale in particular, for being on the west side or the northwest side, is really kind of the heartbeat of the West Valley over there right now, isn't it?
Well, we like to consider ourselves that front door, that welcome mat to the whole entire region. In fact, through the Glendale Convention and Visitors Bureau, we do showcase all 13 West Valley cities from Glendale all the way out to Wickenburg. You know, for the average visitor, they might not know the border between Peoria and Glendale. So for us, we realize that we have an opportunity to showcase all 13 West Valley cities, and it just so happens that Glendale is that first one when you come to this side of the I-17. So we really take that role very seriously and really enjoy helping our visitors work their way not only throughout Glendale, the West Valley, and truly the entire state of Arizona.
Well, I know that I just had my sister and brother-in-law. I just took them to the airport this morning before we came on and did this show, and they had wanted to go some various places for a day trip throughout Arizona, and they ended up going down and seeing some things in Tucson. They use the Arizona Highways book that we have that is available. We made available to them, but they could have easily gone to your visitor center now, couldn't they, and figured out exactly what they wanted to do, especially if they wanted to stay in the northwest part of the town.
Well, we love that you shouted out the Glendale Visitor Center. We are an official information center for the state of Arizona. We're designated by the Arizona Office of Tourism, and actually there's a network of 62 of us throughout the state of Arizona, so we absolutely encourage our visitors when they're coming to stop in at their local visitor information center. We think we're one of the best in Arizona. We have information on the entire state, north, south, east, and west. We have more than 500 brochures on display. And the heart of our visitor center are really our front desk staff. They're all volunteers, and they're many of them lifelong Glendale residents themselves. And they just want to help people. And what's great about Arizona is our climate of hospitality is unlike any place else. When you come to Arizona, you are going to be treated great and really have a great time. So definitely start at the Glendale Visitor Center.
Well, we'll make sure that everybody that comes to town right now that we know, so go on down to the Glendale Visitor Center. So we'll send them down that way ourselves.
And if you are wearing team apparel over the next couple of weeks, which a lot of our visitors will be, whether it's for any of the incoming bowl games or even our hometown Cardinals or Coyotes, we are giving away free Glendale's Got Game gift bags to commemorate the upcoming bowl game. So you even get a prize just for coming in.
Just by wearing a shirt or a hat.
Exactly.
What a sweet deal. Deborah, go buy me a hat.
Okay, I will.
let's talk to
shop Glendale while you're at it.
There you go. We
had
occasion.
Tell us about these bowl games. Tell us about the bowl games.
Well, excuse me. This Saturday is, of course, it's the 40th annual Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, and we were just so thrilled to have, as Lorraine mentioned, the University of Phoenix Stadium when it was built and opened in 2007. We were able to become the host site for the Fiesta Bowl. So, and it's very exciting. This is the 40th anniversary. So there's a lot of history that they're celebrating this year with the bowl games in the Valley of the Sun. And we're thrilled to have this bowl game, which is really one of the best, I believe, in the country, to have it here. And this year the teams will be UConn and Oklahoma. So we're excited to have these out-of-town visitors come in. And there's a lot to do if you can't go to the game. Many people, of course, don't have tickets to the game. And if you don't, you can still come on over to Glendale and get that that great fan experience. There's various events that go on surrounding the games. The day of the game, there's the college football's biggest party. Anybody can buy a ticket to that and just kind of celebrate the fan frenzy going on. There's all kinds of entertainment, food, beverages, and that's adjacent to the stadium. That's at the Glendale U Sports Complex right off of 91st Avenue. Prior to the game, there's the great Fiesta Bowl band championship. So anybody that's into music, you can go check that out. It's also at the University of Phoenix Stadium, and that happens tomorrow. And then I believe there's some local high school that are participating in that. So that's kind of cool that that some of our local students get to be in that. In addition, there's the Stadium Club. That's another party that fans can go to. That's right adjacent to the stadium as well. So, I mean, there's just the fan experience surrounding the game. At Westgate, there's all kinds of tailgating parties. There's just so much to do. And so we're just excited, and we want to welcome everybody to come on out to Glendale and just get that fan experience, even if you're not able to go to the game.
So are the games sold out?
I believe that the Fiesta Bowl is sold out. I don't know for sure if there are tickets still available. I'm sure there are, but that all that information is on the Fiesta Bowl's website, which
okay.
is fiestabowl.org.
Okay. So if anybody still wants to plunk down some hard-earned money to go to a football game, they might have a chance. Go to fiestabowl.org and stay in Glendale and shop around Glendale and have a good time and make a day of Glendale.
Absolutely. There's so much to do. There's restaurants at Westgate. There's great restaurants, shops in the downtown area. And as Lorraine mentioned, you make your first stop at the Glendale Visitor Center, and we'll give you all the directions, where to go, the best places to eat, the best places to have a good time and enjoy the day.
I want to tell you all something. It's really funny. I think it was the night that Paul McCartney and wrestling were happening at the same time at the two locations there.
That was one of the best in Glendale, wasn't it? Oh, my gosh. It was phenomenal.
My word. It was Paul McCartney and WrestleMania or something. And
right.
I accidentally ended up at Westgate that day, that night.
Oh,
I wasn't there for either one of those things. But not only was I able to park with no issue, which was fantastic, I was able to eat where I was actually intending to eat, with no problem. I have never seen so many people so excited in one place to do two different kinds of events, and it was fantastic. It is a beautiful complex. I just love, love, love Westgate. And if you can have a Paul McCartney concert and WrestleMania or whatever it was that night at the same time and have a beautiful experience for everybody, I'm telling you, that is just a heck of a job.
Well, that was a stellar day and night in Glendale, March 26th. I happened to be at the WrestleMania. Our family is huge wrestling fans, so we waited for that all year long. And what was really interesting to find out is that a lot of the superstars, after they were done with their matches, went over to the Paul McCartney concert. So you just never know how we're going to be able to cross promote. And I think I'm glad that you mentioned about how the traffic flow went and the crowd control, because now that we've been doing these for 7 years, we've hosted now all these major things going on for 7 years now, our transportation, our police, our fire, our emergency services, they work each and every day, day in, day out, and they work for years on these traffic plans to make sure that when the fan comes out, they have the best experience they can, because the last thing that you really want is to be stuck in traffic. You still need to pack your patience and kind of know your route ahead of time, and we definitely recommend that, kind of know what direction you're going. But here, you're the perfect example. You just happened upon it, and you still had a great time, and instead of avoiding the area, you were brought up in the excitement of it.
Absolutely. And there were people dressed in Beatle attire, and then there were people dressed ready to go for a wrestling thing. It was the most amazing array of people, and like you say, it did not impede my enjoyment of something that was not either one of those. And I just think, like you say, the traffic control and the planning of how you get in and out of there, and the availability of excellent parking and nice people, and security was awesome. I just think, gosh, you know what? I'm never going to avoid that place. I mean, seriously, I love it.
Well, and for folks that are planning to go out, if they don't have a ticket for the game, either way, if you do have a ticket or if you don't for the next couple of big bowl games, there's lots of ways to get that information ahead of time by going to our website, glendalesgotgame.com. We're also for the first time doing traffic tweets this year. So if you sign up for our Twitter account through the City of Glendale, we will be updating throughout the day traffic patterns and traffic flows, so you can get them directly on your phone. Great maps are located on our website. So we've got lots of new ways of technology to get the word out so that you can get in and out really quickly.
Well, it sounds to me like you've got everything pretty well planned out, like you say, with 7 or so years of practice and ongoing success. What is the favorite thing that either of you ladies have attended there at any of those venues? What have you enjoyed most personally?
Well, my all-time favorite was definitely WrestleMania. Our family has been fans for 25 years. I have all boys, so it was a phenomenal day. We went with our grandchildren. We had one empty seat. My son is in the Army, and he was deployed right beforehand to Iraq, so he did not get to go with us, but he was there in spirit. So for us to see 70,000 WrestleMania fans just screaming their heads off for a couple of hours, and to see my favorite wrestler, Triple H, well, it was just every thing wrapped into one for us. That was my favorite day of all in Glendale.
we tease Lorraine. She's just the biggest WrestleMania fan, so it was so exciting.
Does she go around the office body slamming people?
If I need to.
She tries.
And what's crazy is I'm a grandmother, and you'd never think that that's the demographic, but there were a lot of grandmothers in the stadium that night. So it just shows that sporting events just reach all ages, young and young at heart.
Well, Deborah's a grandmother. She likes monster trucks.
Fabulous.
I do. I know a lot about them, too. That's kind of crazy.
Kim, what is your favorite thing that you've seen there?
I would have to say Super Bowl. Even though I am a football fan, but I didn't really get to go to the game. But just, of course, I was working. But just the overall experience of having the NFL and the Super Bowl in the Valley was just, it was so amazing. It was just a lot of fun, all of the events surrounding it. And, of course, we put so much planning into that, years in advance for hosting that game in Glendale. So it was really gratifying to see it all come to fruition. And then it was just fun. It was just a fun experience. All the celebrities in town. I got to hang out with Biff from the David Letterman show. We work really hard, as Lorraine mentioned earlier, about the transformation of Glendale and it becoming a destination, not just locally but nationally now with these kinds of events. So our public relations office, we work very hard to make sure that Glendale is mentioned in So it was exciting to have, you know, the TV shows and the media talk about Glendale and say that they were in Glendale and not Phoenix, just because we want us.
I remember that.
We want our city to
be known.
That.
I caught that when they were doing it.
Yeah, good. So yeah, that was really just exciting for us. That was kind of our focus, is to just get Glendale out there and people wanting to come to Glendale because of not only just the big events, but just all of the other attractions that we have. So it's brought a lot of notoriety to our city in other ways too. So that's been really exciting part of my job over the last few years.
Well, here's what I know about being in a town where there's a Super Bowl from firsthand experience, and that was, we used to live in San Diego. And when the Super Bowl was in San Diego, we had Deborah's brother and sister-in-law came to town out there, and we went and we took the trolley down to the Fan Fest and around down Old Town San Diego, and it was just an absolute phenomenal lead-up to the game, of which we weren't going to. But
right.
I mean, you really became a part of it all, and I'm assuming that's probably going to be the way of the BCS Championship and the Fiesta Bowl as well. That's all there for people to experience and be very experiential if they want to do that, I would imagine, as far as what you ladies have got going and planned in Glendale, correct?
You are absolutely right. In fact, history has shown that 70,000 plus come out to the games, but we see up to 20,000 additional fans coming out who don't have tickets to the game. In fact, we're helping a lot of them this week just find other things to see and do while they're here. They'll be hanging out at Westgate, going to the stadium parties, and really exploring the state. We have a lot of RVers who are coming in who just want to drive out here and feel the excitement in the air and all the football fever that's happening. So that happens each and every year. And what we find with our Fiesta Bowl fans is they travel generationally. They are passionate about their hometown team. Grandparents come with children and grandchildren and aunts and uncles, and they all make this really their winter vacation. And for a lot of the fans, if they're coming from a cold weather state, most cases, now we're going to have some cool temperatures over the next couple days, but most cases, we flirt with 70 degrees in the month of January, and you need your sunscreen and sunglasses. So for them to be able to come out and wear shorts when normally they're shoveling snow back home, it really becomes a win-win for them all the way around.
I'll bet. Now, there are some other things. I know you've sent me a couple of notes on some stuff here, and I just want to throw these out here, and you can maybe do a little almost word association kind of thing about what some of these things are. First of all, you said if you don't have tickets, maybe you want to go to Max's. What is Max's?
Well, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Max's is this kind of an undiscovered little treasure in Glendale. I mean, diehard football fans, I think, know about it, but it's a sports bar, and it's right up south of Glendale Avenue and 47th Avenue. But it's not only a sports bar, so you get that great, you know, sports experience and multiple TV screens and so many different games going on at once. But in addition to that, they house a football museum. So they have, I don't know how many, hundreds upon hundreds of football helmets and some other memorabilia that for someone who's just a big football fan, it's a very cool experience. And it's free to get in the museum, correct, Lorraine?
It is. It houses one of the largest displays of football helmets in the U.S., and it's just one of those hidden secrets in Glendale. It won't be a secret anymore now, but it really is a great place to experience the local flavor and just be with other fans.
That sounds great. Now, also, there's something called a glow or an afterglow. Tell us a little bit about that. I know that's a pretty big deal in Glendale, isn't it?
It is a big deal. It
and
is
how does
one
it
of
tie
our,
into the, how does it
it
tie
is
into
our
the football
most
game?
Popular event. We will have, last year we had about 90,000 people in one evening in downtown Glendale. So it's a huge event for us. It is the last night to see our Glendale Glitters lights, which is 1.5 million lights covering 16 blocks of our downtown area. So in addition to the lights, on last night, on January 8th, from 4 to 11. We'll have the hot air balloons, which are the glow part of it. And we're going to have about 20 hot air balloons. In addition to that, about a dozen bands will be performing throughout the downtown area. So it is amazing. It's just so much fun for the whole family, all ages. You can come down, you can stroll the area, you can listen to music. We have all different genres for every taste, from reggae to country to you know, standards to 50s to just you name it. There's music for everyone. And the hot air balloons just add this great element to the event. If you come down early, you can watch the balloons being set up, which is really, really cool. I know my kids, first time I brought them to that, they were just really fascinated by that. And, you know, you just watch them fire them up, and there's several mass glows throughout the evening. So there are times when they coordinate all the balloons to glow at once, and that is just really a sight to see. So this event is completely free. So it's, you know, if you're looking for something to do with your out-of-town guests or just your friends and family, just bring them on down. It is the most amazing time in downtown Glendale. As I said, it's our most popular event. There will be thousands upon thousands of people out here enjoying this this evening.
Well, I've had occasion, Deborah and I have had occasion just within this last holiday season to be in downtown Glendale. I guess it's, was it called a historic Glendale, I think, Deborah? Is that where we were?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the little shops that they were there for, they're actually in little one-time houses, I believe. Is that not correct?
You are right. Our historic downtown Glendale is approximately 16 blocks, and it truly is historic. Many of the buildings that are throughout the downtown are from the late 1800s through the early 1900s, and we have two distinct neighborhoods, the Old Town section along Glendale Avenue with all the red brick storefronts and the beautiful bricked sidewalks. And then Catlin Court is the northern portion, and there are all these cute bungalow-style homes with little picket fences and front porches and shade trees. Another great thing about our downtown is the more than 90 shops and eateries, they're all independently owned. So they're all mom-and-pops. They're all unique and different. Everyone has something different, and the shop owners are just so unique, and they just love to chat with you. You kind of feel like you're in the Midwest. We hear that a lot. It's very Norman Rockwell-like, or where you grew up back in maybe the Midwest area. So it really is kind of a different slice of life. Everything kind of slows down a little bit when you come to downtown Glendale. It's a great place to come and experience.
Well, there are certain cities that have undertaken renovations in some of the old historic districts around the country, and we're familiar with a couple of them over in Southern California, and it's nice to see that some of the cities here are doing the same type of thing as far as renovation of the historical districts and so on and so forth, and maybe not. The use is not exactly what it was designed to be many, many years ago, but it's still a great attraction, and people really seem to enjoy that. It's a little nostalgic in some ways, as well as being profitable for the city and for the businesses. So it's a nice combination.
And you are right. You know, this transformation really began nearly 20 years ago when it was some of the business owners in the downtown, at that time city staff, and really the community who all worked together to realize this was a gem down here, and we didn't want to lose that. We didn't want to lose the historic qualities. So over the past 20 years, this transformation has occurred, and we're continuing to always do beautification projects and landscape projects and a little Botox injections on some of the front spaces of the stores. So that's what's so phenomenal, is that right here in the downtown you have this charming, quaint, unique little slice out of life, and then just a few miles west of us is the craziness of the Sports and Entertainment District. And then north of us is Bell Road Corridor with Arrowhead Entertainment District. So all just within a few minutes of each other and a few miles of each other, Glendale has just something for everyone.
Well,
I would like to jump in. I have to say that at the beginning of this show, we were saying that we could not bring you the pictures the way the magazine does, you know, Arizona Highways Magazine, But you two women have painted the most incredible picture of Glendale for our listeners that I have ever heard. I mean, I get it that we need to get into our cars and go to downtown Glendale and make sure that we're there when the balloons go up. You know,
we would love to welcome you. Thank you. I think you can tell that we definitely have a heart for our city. We're both longtime residents, and this is where our children grew up, and it's just a great place to be. And now with things like Fiesta Bowls and BCS Championships, we get to showcase our city nationally and internationally to a lot of new visitors. And on an economic impact side of things, really for the entire state of Arizona, we could really use a boost right now. So to have all of these new visitors coming to our city and to our state is phenomenal. Three of the four teams that are coming to Glendale are first time to the city of Glendale for the bowl games. So it's a lot of new visitors coming, and we're really looking at over $400 million impact to the state of Arizona with the three bowl games that are happening, not only in Glendale, but the one that happened in Tempe, the Insight Bowl. So that's a great influx of dollars coming in, people shopping, dining, doing all the things that they want to do, everything from Grand Canyon to Tucson, plus the Valley of the Sun. And we know what happens is once they're here once, they return again. So we are anticipating a lot of repeat visitors after these bowl games.
Well, let me ask you this question about that aspect of it, because we all know, and I don't want to avoid it in this conversation, but just to mention it, we've had a lot of bad press in Arizona lately, and a lot of it is undeserved bad press, and it's nice to know that when these teams come here that they're going to be treated so well, and they're going to go back with good things to say about Arizona, and that's what we are trying to do on this show as well, have the good things pointed out in Arizona. I think you ladies are doing a great job, and I think it's also going to be just a wonderful experience for all these people. My next question, though, is about the teams themselves. They always talk about how well do they travel, and how well do they travel, of course, means how many fans do they bring. Are these people traveling well?
Well, through the Visitor Center, as soon as Selection Sunday occurred a couple of weeks ago, I came in that afternoon just to see how our phone started to ring and the emails started coming in, and these teams are going to be traveling well. It's appearing to us with the number of travel packets that we're sending out that we're going to see a lot of folks from Alabama, and we're going to see a sea of yellow and green from Oregon. For some reason, these two teams are just really doing a lot of pre-planning, and we can't send travel packets out fast enough. So we're expecting to see fans from all over, but for some reason, those two teams seem to be the ones, according to what we're seeing at the Visitor Center, coming in strongest.
That's great. That's absolutely great. I was involved as peripherally in some of that when in a former life, I used to be a caterer, and I used to work directly with the San Diego Chargers, and they sent business my way. And one of the teams in the NFL that always traveled well was the Green Bay Packers. And we personally did a catering event for 1,500 Green Bay fans coming down, Packer backers from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And boy, did they travel well, and they partied well, and they were not afraid to spend some money. And if that was a small microcosm of what we're going to see when these fans come down here from Oregon and from Alabama, pin your ears back, because you're going to be busy ladies, I tell you.
Going to be very busy. In
yeah.
fact, our hotels have been sold out now for a couple of weeks, so already the hotels are selling out, and we're even seeing some fans stay as far away as Vegas. And then just driving in for the game, because the hotel rooms are just booked solid. So these fans know to book early, those ones that travel with their teams every year to go to the bowl games and the different big championships. They know to book early. So Glendale is definitely already sold out, and that's good news for us.
Well, we're going to wrap it up here, ladies. Thank you very much for your time today. Are there any last-minute thoughts that you'd like to leave anybody with?
Well, we just encourage you all to check out our websites, which for the sports are glendalesgotgame.com, or just for general tourism information is visitglendale.com. And we welcome you, especially our local listeners, be a tourist in your own backyard. Pick up your Arizona Highways magazine, see all the great things to do. People spend so much money to come here when we have all this wonder in our own backyard, and let the Glendale Visitor Center help you with your itinerary.
Thank you very much. Excellent show, excellent guests, and we look forward to talking to you again because we're going to be doing a little article in our Boomer and the Babe Journal as well, not too far down the road here, so we'll be talking to you about that. Thanks again for joining us today, ladies.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure. We've been talking to Kim Larson from the Glendale Public Information Office and Lorraine Pino, manager of the Glendale Convention and Visitors Bureau. This has been the Boomer and the Babe Show on Blog Talk Radio, where we try to bring you good conversation to the world. And today we brought you good conversation, and information from these two ladies. So you can hear the Boomer and the Babe Show on Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And the archives are always available. Remember, we do much more than just host this radio show on Blog Talk. We also publish ebooks, publish a free online magazine, and go to boomerandthebabe.com, see everything that makes up the Boomer and the Babe Enterprises Project, and be sure to make the second half of your life the best half of your life. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
To the Boomer and the Babe Show, where we bring interesting conversation to the world. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, where we tweet as Boomer and Babe, and on Facebook as Pete Peters 47. As always, you can friend us on Blog Talk Radio or sign up for our newsletter at boomerandthebabe.com. Email us at host@boomerandthebabe.com with any of your comments. Remember, at 50, you're just getting started.